Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أنا بطارد المؤمنين.
And I am not one to drive away the believers.
إن أنا إلا نذير مبين.
I am only a clear warner.
Dear listeners, as you were with us in the previous programs, you know we have reached the 114th verse of chapter Shu'ara. The verse reads, وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the 115th one, إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. The 114th verse said, وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ means, I am not going to drive away the believers. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I am not but a plain warner. As we concluded in the previous episode, for judging about others, the present sincere faith and righteous deeds of them should be dealt with. We are not to look at their past and what they used to do in the past. The past actions of the persons must not be shown to them. And it is the Prophet's mission to improve people and to invite them to monotheism. They are not responsible for the deeds of the individuals, and specifically the deeds of the pasts before they joined the troops of the and before they became the followers of the Prophet. That is why the previous verse said, إِنْ حِسَابُهُمْ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّي. Their reckoning is only on my Lord. I do not care about that. So, in this verse, Prophet Noah implies that his duty is to be humble for all classes of the seekers of truth. The criterion is only to seek the truth, to believe, and that criterion is enough. The verse says, وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, I'm not going to drive away the believers. This statement is in fact an answer to the implicit demand of those wealthy, proud people who had demanded Prophet to repel and send away those poor people so that they could approach him. But Prophet Noah implicitly says that his only duty is to warn people. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I am not but a plain warner.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So when the people tried to make Prophet drive away the poor believers, he said, "It is my duty to warn people, and if they had done something in the past, it's not my duty to care about it." In حِسَابُهُمْ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّي and إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I am nothing but a plain warner. He who hears this warning of Noah's and turns back from the deviated path into the straight path is his follower, whoever he is, and in whatever condition of finance and social conditions he might be. It is noteworthy that not only Noah, who was an ark prophet, was found fault with this objection, but also the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the seal of the prophets, as well as the other prophets, were found this fault. But the answer Prophet Noah gives these pagans is decisive one. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, I am not going to drive away some poor believers only to try to attract you as wealthy ones so that you might be even closer to me, so that you might approach me and join the believers. But for joining more believers, I'm not going to drive away the poor ones. The criterion is the same for all. Believers, al-mu'mineen, the believers. The attraction must be at its highest levels, but to repel the people, but to drive away the people, must be at its lower level. And the best way to interact with some of the pagans bringing false excuses is to warn them of the danger they're putting themselves in. I am not but a plain warner. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. The word Bashir, which is of course one of the other aspects of Prophet, is not mentioned here, which means that for these excuses, only warning is the thing that works and applies. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.